watching over everything we see. In every creature, in every star, in your reflection, they live in you.
It's 1:15 here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. Thank you so much for staying with us. Your only Catholic radio station in Southern Africa. My name is Akane Malobola. And yes, indeed, it is myself standing in for Khanya for the last time. For some time, he's had to attend to a very, very important Radio Veritas meeting. So it's going to be you and I this afternoon. Hopefully, we're going to have some great fun with each other. We'd like to thank Father, the three fathers, really, for saying Mass for us today as the Oblates today. And just to remind you that English Mass is available here on the station every weekday after the Angelus at 12 o'clock. Our SMS line is 41809. I met a couple of our listeners this weekend. They said that I don't listen to or read their messages. And I'm like, hey, I do. Just please make sure you send your message with the word B-Day before that if you've got a birthday wish you'd like to send through. And indeed, I will respond. I will never, ever just ignore your messages. So get those messages coming through and let's see if we can celebrate with your loved one. My name is Akane Malobola. 17 minutes after 1 o'clock. It's Radio Veritas, 576 AM.
Thank you.
bringing us to 20 minutes after 1 o'clock here on Radio Veritas 576 AM. I'd like to remind you that you can also find us on our DSTV audio bouquet. All you need to do is take a look at your remote. Let me actually pull out my own so I can let you know what you need to be pushing if you're wondering. All you need to do is push the shift button, the green button on your DSTV remote, and push the TV button. You'll see there is a music note that is on there that will be able to show you that that is your audio bouquet channels. And all you need to do is look for channel 870 there, and you'll be able to figure out exactly how to listen to us on there. Alternatively, you can find us on all the major radio apps where you search for Radio Veritas. We will come up. Or you can go onto our website, www.radioveritas.co.za. So we're going to be doing quite a bit today on the show. Obviously, between now and 2 o'clock, it is the birthday hour, so get your messages through. I've got a belated birthday that we are going to be celebrating today. And at 2:15, we speak to Toni Rowland on her reflections at 2:30. We're going to be continuing with the show and having great music. I've got a bit of an awesome triple play. A couple of people this weekend saying, I love the music you played last week. Please continue to do that. And at 2:45, we continue with our novena of Blessed Benedict Da. So today is obviously then day 3 of our novena. So it's going to be a great show. For now, let's get to celebrating your birthdays, but also continuing to give ourselves fully to God. Here's Lauren Daigle. Here's my heart.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my
Lauren Daigle, Here's My Heart on Radio Veritas 576 AM. Thank you so much for your SMS over there. Yes, it is Lauren Daigle. I'm glad that you like the song. All you need to do is jump onto iTunes, hey, and you can search for Lauren Daigle and you can find lots and lots of her great music. She's got quite a few great songs. I've been trying to get a hold of a belated birthday, which we are celebrating, a message that came through from Karabo. Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of Sitle, but unfortunately, the number is just ringing and it goes to voicemail. So we'll try a couple more times. Otherwise, we're going to have to continue with exactly what it is that we are up to. At the moment, I want to take you a bit back and help you feel good. Turn up your radio. It's lunchtime.
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue. I won't waste time on things I cannot change.
Hello, General.
Hello.
How's it, my brother?
Fine, and you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing? Are you good today?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's happening today? What are you up to?
No, I'm up to nothing. I'm only chilling.
You're chilling?
Yeah.
Ah, it's nice to be you, hey? So, tell me about what was happening last week.
Last week? About what?
In general, was there a special day in General's life, or?
No, okay, it was my special day. It wasn't last week, it was on the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, I think much. I took a couple of years.
Okay, how old did you turn?
I'm 28 years old.
28 years old. Ah, no. You're a grown man now, eh? General, we have a bit of a surprise for wena, Brayaka. You are live on Radio Veritas khona nung, ne?
Okay, boss.
And can alamo la it's more for wena from someone very special, ne?
Okay.
This message iri mfano wam, I love you so much. Siyakuthanda and sithanda ngendlela le wena osihlonipha ngayo. And we hope that you have a very special birthday. You must stay the way you are. Happy, happy birthday. And this message comes from Magogo, as you like to call her.
Okay, thank you very much.
What would you like to say to Gogo Ndabula?
I'd like to say thank you, Magogo. I love you a lot.
Nice one, my brother. When I say hip hip, you say?
Hooray.
Have yourself a special one, my brother, and happy belated, ne?
Okay, thank you.
Sharp, sharp. Well, there you have it. It was General celebrating his birthday last week. It is a belated one coming from Magogo. It was really special speaking to you too, Magogo. Thank you so much for showing your special son some love, hey?
Mama, Amy from Singapore. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas.
See you. This is Archbishop Buti Tlhakgale of the Catholic Diocese of Johannesburg. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you can be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never stop. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, and say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. Tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yes, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yes,
say yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Who are you doing?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you.
Jesus knows.
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
It's Kirk Franklin, Wanna Be Happy, here on Radio Veritas 576 AM. So I've been trying to get a hold of Sihle. Unfortunately, not getting through to it. I did try this message coming through from Karabo Sono. Karabo, we did try. Karabo wanting to wish Sihle a happy birthday. The message simply says, my partner in crime, Sihle, my friend, my sister and my prayer buddy. A happy belated birthday to you. And just remember, I love you lots and lots and lots. And this message coming through, like I said, from Karabo. I did try. We are still trying to get a hold of Ayanda Khumalo, who celebrated their birthday not so long ago as well. But we'll see what we can do. We're going to try a few more times. And if we can't get through, hey, unfortunately, we'll have to move on. It is a few minutes before 2 o'clock. So without any further ado, very popular one, dedicated to all those ladies who came to me and said, you play such great music, and I like this one especially.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Hello, Ayanda.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. So what's up?
Nothing's up, really.
Hey, you're just chilling?
Yeah, I'm just chilling at home.
Must be so nice to be you, ne? Cool stuff. So someone sent me a message saying we were celebrating something special not so long ago.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, so it was yesterday, hey?
Yes.
How old were you turning? 12?
No.
How old?
29.
29. Ah, you might as well be 12, hey? So how did you celebrate your birthday?
I went out with my friend.
Mm, must be so nice, hey? Even at 29, yeah. Ragruva. Okay, now I hear you. So we've got a bit of a surprise for you. You are live on the radio as we speak. And yes, you're live on the radio. Someone wants to tell you how much they love you in front of thousands of people, and they've given me this message to give to you, right?
Okay.
Now, this message says, happy birthday to a very special daughter of mine. I call her my daughter, but she's actually my granddaughter. Happy birthday to you, Ayanda. I hope that God blesses you so much. We really are proud of who you are and who you're continuing to grow to become. And I have lots and lots of love for you, all the way from Foslo Ras.
Oh, man, sweet.
Who do you think the message comes from?
It's my gran.
Okay, so who's your gran? Tell me a bit about your gran.
My gran is Cindy. She's the sister of my real gran, mm-hmm. the mother of my mother.
Okay.
We're very close.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. So what would you like to say to her?
She basically raised us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so what would you like to say to your other gran? You know, you're lucky. We don't have grands and grands and grands.
yeah.
What would you like to say in response to your gran? I know she's listening on the radio.
I'm very thankful. Thank you for whatever they do. Yeah, they're part of me. I'm very grateful for the best they wish. I'm out of words. Thank you. I love them to bits and pieces.
That is so special. So, you tell me, what are you going to do for your gran? Because she thought, you know what, I've got to give her last number of the birthday wishes. How are you going to top this one?
I don't know, really. You better see on her birthday.
Ne? We're going to keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Well, you have yourself a great 30th year, hey? Because this one is going to be a big one. Make it count and just know that we are praying for you and we hope that you're going to be blessed in everything that you try to do.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Cool stuff. Have yourself a great one. This one is dedicated to you. It's Eddie Levert and Beyonce. He Still Loves Me.
Thank you. Bye.
Unfortunately, we cannot get a hold of Molebogeng as well as Mahlatsi. Unfortunately, for some reason, the phones are just unavailable. We'll see if we can't wish them another time. But for now, we're heading towards the news at 2 o'clock.
Still love me. even though I ain't worth it. You ain't worth it. He's there for you.
He still
loves
me.
No matter what I do,
no, I ain't good
enough.
But the
Lord still loves me.
Radio Veritas.
Hello, this is Father Richard Benson, a Vincentian father from the western province of the United States of America, and you are listening to Radio Veritas.
Hi, this is Nicolazzi, and you're listening to Radio Veritas.
In your news at 2, a very good afternoon to you. Kenyan Muslim who shielded Christian passengers dies of his injuries, and former ANC chairperson sentenced for fraud. Good afternoon. A young Muslim teacher who shielded Christian fellow passengers with his own body when their bus was attacked by Islamist militants in Kenya in December has died of his injuries. Teacher Salah Farah, aged 26, died in hospital in Nairobi during surgery to remove a bullet. He leaves his pregnant wife, four children, and his elderly father. Mr. Farah was on a bus traveling through Mandera when it was attacked by Al-Shabaab on the 21st of December. The attackers told the Muslims to move away from the Christian passengers, but Farah, together with several other Muslim passengers, refused. Inspector General of Police Joseph Wernet paid tribute to Mr. Farah, telling Kenyan Standard that Mr. Farah was a true hero. Mr. Farah's brother Rashid says he hopes his brother's death will bring religious harmony and encourage Kenyans to live as one community. Speaking at the Tribunal of the Roman Rota, the Vatican Court, which mainly deals with marriage annulment cases on Friday, the Holy Father in his address said the court's role as Tribunal of the Family and its role as Tribunal of the Truth of the Sacred Bond are complementary, saying the Church can show the unfailing, merciful love of God to families, especially those wounded by sin and the trials of life, and at the same time proclaim the essential truth of marriage according to God's design. The Holy Father pointed out the recent two-year synod process on the family, said to the world that there can be no confusion between the family as willed by God and every other type of union. Reaffirming the doctrine of the Church, the Holy Father said the quality of faith is not an essential condition of marital consent and pointed out the faith infused at baptism continues to have influence on the soul even when it has not been developed and even seems to be psychologically absent. He added, it is not uncommon for couples to discover the fullness of God's plan for marriage after their wedding when they have begun to experience family life. In his message this morning to the faithful gathered at the Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis told them that the bishop's task is to pray and to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus. If a bishop does not pray and does not announce the gospel, but is concerned with other things, God's people suffer. The bishops are pillars of the Church, the Pope said, witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. Tracy McClure reports.
Bishops are called to be witnesses to the risen and saving Lord, to the fact that Christ is our hope and always welcomes us and forgives us.
Il primo compito del vescovo è stare con Gesù nella preghiera.
Bishops, Pope Francis said, have two jobs, to pray and to preach. If these columns are weakened, the church also weakens, and God's people suffer. A bishop himself, Pope Francis says, we too are sinners. We too have weaknesses. It is not enough that we pray for our bishops and our pope in every mass. It often becomes just a habit, not coming from the heart. Praying so that our bishops will be effective witnesses to God's presence is an obligation of love.
ENCA has reported that former Northern Cape ANC chairperson John Block is due back in the Northern Cape High Court on Monday for sentencing in his fraud and corruption trial. Block and his company, Chisani Investment, were found guilty of fraud and money laundering last year. Christo Scott, CEO of the Trifecta Group, was also found guilty of corruption and money laundering. Scott gave Block cash and shares in one of the Trifecta's subsidiaries. Block's Uppington guest house was also renovated. In exchange, Trifecta was awarded leases from government departments. Taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 16.48 to the dollar, 23.46 to the pound, and 17.83 to the euro. On to your commodities, gold is trading at $1,104.51 an ounce, while Brent crude oil is trading at $31.34 a barrel. Recapping your top stories for this hour. Kenyan Muslim who shielded Christian passengers dies of his injuries, and former ANC chairperson sentenced for fraud. For Radio Veritas News, I am Mahdi Butilezi.
Bishops are called to be witnesses.
Insurance needs covered. Knight's Insurance Brokers has been assisting the Catholic Church since 1987, offering advice, insurance, health, and service. To learn more about our variety of affordable insurance products and benefits, from life to car and funeral cover, contact us on 011-452-9135 or visit www.knightsinsurance.co.za. Knight's Insurance Brokers, the leading Catholic insurance brokerage in Southern Africa.
Pope Francis initiated a year of mercy with the theme Merciful Like the Father. The Family Year Planner for 2016 has as its overall theme the Year of Mercy and the Family, building homes of merciful love. Every month there is a family-related theme, so see, read and share on the reflections on all of those themes. The calendars, well, for bulk prices, are only 350 Rand for 100 calendars. Individual selling price, 5 Rand each. Visit www.marfam.org.za, 082-552-1275. Email me on info@marfam.org.za. It's worth it to be merciful like the Father.
Ugh. These guys, I'm going to kill them.
Are your security personnel tempting you to sin? MagTouch has several solutions to help with monitoring personnel movement as well as asset tracking. Trust one of our MagTouch systems to help monitor security guards, cleaning staff, sales reps, or any other personnel movement. Visit us on www.magtouch.co.za. That's www.magtouch.co.za.
Reflections.
for a weekly whimsical collection of words and music, join me, Anne Taylor, on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. on Radio Veritas.
Welcome back. It is 9 minutes after 2 o'clock here on Radio Veritas 576 AM. Agane Malobola is the name. So it's 9 minutes after 2, like I have said. Hopefully your lunch was good. I'm glad you're listening to us. If you're at work, a blessed one to you. Today's quiz is pretty straightforward, pretty easy. I'd like to get to know you. That's pretty much it, hey? Give me a call on 011-452-7115. The question for today is pretty straightforward and easy. When is the first feast day of Blessed Benedict da Sua? 011-452-7115. When is the first feast day of Blessed Benedict da Sua? Give me a call. Okay, let's see. I think we've got someone who's quite genius. Hi, huh? You're live on the radio.
February.
Aye, Njie. Njie, because
that's
you're a genius.
Easy. I every day.
No, I get it. I know we want to see if you are listening.
Okay, darling. Nora Mamela.
Thank you so much. Anyone you want to shout out?
Hello?
Is there anyone you want to shout out, Me?
Yes. Banabeso kaofela haholo holo na le mewaka o mwaka khisa sa phelang hantle. Me mam janyelwa lena ke a modumedisa Jehova na be le yena. Le lona kaofela staff se top se sa Radio Veritas. Jehova na le baballe.
Ah, when are you are far too kind. Wait, mama. Thank you so much, ne?
Thanks, my darling. Bye.
God bless you. Bye bye. Kimechi Sampa, our genius of the hour. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ney and Omega with their worship medley. When we come back, we speak to Toni Rowland on her reflections. Sishu tumo tumo malume kuwe. Sishu tumo malume kuwe. Goa siyamo.
Siyamo.
Siyamo. Siyamo.
Somewhere.
Jesus. Somebody help me. Say, want to reign, King Jesus, reign. Tell the Lord, say, want to reign, reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus.
You want the King.
You are the King.
You are the King.
I'm Ney Zimu.
And I am Omega.
And we are Friends.
And that is Ney and Omega, Friends in Praise indeed on Radio Veritas 576 AM. Unfortunately, Tony Rowland is unavailable to chat at the moment. Quick reminder that you can jump onto our Twitter page. I see we were tagged on one of the tweets that Father Russell Pollitt has asked a very important question. And I think something that you and I can maybe start to speak about one day, one of these days. Is the standard of preaching good in the Catholic Church? That's a very good question to ask. What do you think? Hey, drop me an SMS on 41809, or you can tweet us at Radio Veritas SA if you're wanting to be a part of that conversation. Go check out our page. It is at Radio Veritas SA, like I did say, and leave your comment there. I'm very interested to see what you think about that. But for now, we'll go back to the music, and as you do know, just a quick reminder, at 2:45, we're going to continue with our novena to Blessed Benedict Daswa, and that will be at 2:45, day 3 of the novena. So do stay tuned, and so far so good. Hey, thank you very much for listening to the station. And hey, a quick reminder, actually, I keep forgetting to share this with you. Do yourself a favor and go onto our website, www.radioveritas.co.za, and go check out our podcasts. You know, sometimes you are busy with work, or you've got to leave the house, or, you know, you just don't have access to the station. Do yourself a favor and go onto our website and look at the different tabs that we have there. One of them will give you an option of checking out the things that you've missed. And that'll be podcasts of some of the shows that you may have missed before. And you can download them and check them out. All right. So give yourself some time to go check that out. Now, I want to change the tone of our music for a bit. This one is a very special song, Casting Crowns, Pray for a Friend. Now, how often do we do that? How often do you and I put our own desires aside and begin to pray and think about the other person? I hope that you do enjoy. Let's take it and think about what is being asked of us.
Lord, I lift my friend to you. I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances have clouded his view. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the words that he needs to hear. I pray for your wisdom, O God, and a heart. there's a way that seems so right to him, but you know where that leads. He's becoming the puppet of the world to blind see the strength. And Lord, I lift my friend up to you. My friend up to you. Friend to you, I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you.
I'm Paul Feller from the Catholic Institute of Education, based in the City of Gold, on Radio Veritas, where you always hear the good news.
Healer by Carrie Job here on your favorite Catholic radio station. Thank you for staying with me. The name is Akane Malobola. Now, before we carry on with the show, I think I need to do a bit of a public service special for today. Because of the heat that we've all been enduring and having to go through, you must have began to notice that your house is filling up with a lot of ants and cockroaches. But most importantly, you also start to have your number one enemy becoming the flies. That decide that they're going to be flying into your space. Now, it's just one of those things. And how do you get rid of flies? Some people may be asking, or you may be afraid to ask your neighbor because you don't want them to know that you've got a problem with lots and lots of flies. So here's a bit of advice. Just make sure, if you're wanting to get rid of the flies from the inside of your house, that you don't keep the bin. You know, you've got to remove the garbage that's in your bin at least twice a week. Sometimes, you know, you think, the dustbin isn't full, so I'm going to keep, filling it with whatever it is, and I'm not going to empty it out. That, of course, is going to attract flies into your house. Also, keep garbage cans as far away from doors as possible. Now, I don't know about you, but how I've grown up, it's always been by the door. So apparently it's important for you and I not to keep the dustbin at the door. Hey? That's a new one. Apparently, we also need to, if we're trying to get rid of flies or not have flies in the house, keep your doors and your windows closed. I don't know how practical that is, because you want to have a fresh breeze blowing through your house, and also just to, you know, continue to have freshness in the house. So there is something else there. They say keep exposed food covered, obviously. I mean, you don't want flies landing on your food. So have a bit of a cover, cling wrap it, cover it with a little one of those lids we put before we throw our food in the microwave. Just make sure your food is covered, and you should be okay to not have flies inside your house. Okay? They do, however, say here, bear in mind, however, that the key to successful fly control begins outside your home. So we've got to look at how we can control things on the outside already, and that's something that we tend to look past. All right. Now, some hints that might or might not help you in that regard. Outside areas should be cleaned regularly. That goes without saying. Now, if you suffer from a very serious fly infestation, treating the premises with a mister or a blower is actually quite helpful. So make sure that your surroundings of your yard are actually clean. You know, it's a very, very important thing to start off with, making the outside of your house clean, because that naturally is what brings flies into your vicinity. Outdoor sprays also work well to kill and repel flies. Spray all outdoor areas. Now, most over-the-counter fly control products don't contain the same active ingredients as the professional counterparts. So maybe you should call a guy in to come and spray the outside of your house. Sometimes they can even spray the outside fixtures of your house, which I think would be quite cool, because then you at least know that it's done, and you'll be sorted out. Something very important that we're hearing about, that there is a case of here in Edenvale, literally a couple of kilometers away from us, a case of typhoid. But we'll chat about that after a little bit of music. This one is taken from Joyous Celebration's 19th album, and some people love it, like I've said before, and some people hate it. I don't know. I quite like it. Ngingowa Ako, Joyous Celebration on Radio Veritas. It's 2:30.
Go home, Barnaway!
Kwakwa, Joyous Celebration 19, that's what it's taken off of. It is 38 minutes after 2 o'clock. Coming up a bit later is our novena, so do stay tuned for that. But before we get into that, I did mention we'd chat a little bit about the typhoid cases that we've been hearing about in the news. We're told not to panic because apparently there's only 4 cases of typhoid fever that have been identified within Johannesburg. One person has unfortunately passed away because of that. Now, if you're wondering what this typhoid fever is, apparently typhoid fever is an acute severe illness that is caused by the bacterium Salmonella typhi. This is according to Health 24. Now, it's acquired by swallowing the organism in contaminated food or water. Typical symptoms will include fever, headache, abdominal pain, rash, diarrhea, and somewhat of an enlarged spleen. So it can be cured, obviously, with antibiotics, but it needs to be caught really quickly. If you do have those symptoms, please do see the doctor, get yourself checked out, and let's just make sure that it's something that you don't have and that you don't need to worry about. Now, the department said in a statement yesterday that cases were identified in Hillbrow, in Yeovil, here in Edenvale, as well as out in Palm Springs. So let's be vigilant of what we eat. It's obviously also still reported that 2 of the patients were admitted to the Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital, and the other 2 patients are in Edenvale District Hospital. So they are being taken care of. We're told not to panic, but please, please make sure that whatever you do when you're done, wash your hands. If it means you need to go back into cooking, that kind of thing, wash your hands. Make sure that you are being hygienic, as hygienic as possible at all times. Very, very important. Shaking people's hands, sneezing, eating. Let's just make sure we are in hygienic surrounds, hygienic situations. This is We Will Worship. Should have been me. After this, we go straight into our novena for Blessed Benedict Daswa.
The savior of the world, but the world denied you. We came to redeem, but we tried to fight you. But you didn't give up, no, that's not like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're the savior of the world, but the world denied you. Came to redeem, but we tried to fight you. But you didn't give up, no, that's not like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're the king of the beast, you're the sinner's ransom. You were so beyond what we could fathom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Would never be the same. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Oh Lord, we lift your name.
longer defeated. I've been redeemed. Yes, I've got the victory. Now I am free, no longer defeated. I've been redeemed. Yes, I've got the victory.
Hello, this is Arani Emmanuel Daswa, the nephew to Chimangazo Benedict Daswa. I would like to say Ndimasiari. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas. Ngachivenda Ndoribu.
Day 3 of our novena, A True Family Man.
Apostolic letter. We, welcoming the desire of our brother, João Noel Rodrigues, Bishop of Zanin, and many other brothers in the episcopate, as well as many of the faithful, after having had the opinion of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, with our apostolic authority, we grant that the venerable servant of God, Chimangazo Samuel Benedict Daswa, layman and family man, martyr, zealous catechist, all-round educator, who gave heroic witness to the gospel, even to the shedding of blood, from now on will be called blessed, and his feast will be celebrated every year on the first day of February, according to the manner and in the places determined by law. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Given in Rome at St. Peter's on the 8th day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2015, the third of our pontificate, Francis.
In 1980, Benedict married Shadi Evelyn Monyai, a Lutheran who was then received into full communion with the Catholic Church. They had 8 children, the last being born 4 months after his death. Benedict believed that helping his wife with the children and doing household chores were part of his marriage commitment. He told people, "You should assist your wife with her household chores," and taught his children to help in the home. He also trained them to work hard, both at school and in his orchard. The family prayed together each evening. This family prayer time, which included the reading of scripture as well as family prayer, was a true domestic church. As a family, they always attended the Sunday liturgical celebrations. Benedict instituted the Daswa Day around the feast of Christmas. The family and all their close relatives used to spend the day together, during which, as Christmas gifts, each child received useful school materials for the coming year.
Thank you.
From the Family in the Modern World, page 60, we read, Mothers, do you teach your children the Christian prayers? Do you prepare them in conjunction with the priests for the sacraments that they receive when they are young, confession, communion, and confirmation? Do you encourage them when they are sick to think of Christ's suffering, to invoke the aid of the Blessed Virgin and the saints? Do you say the family rosary together? And you, fathers, do you pray with your children, with the whole domestic community, at least sometimes? Your example of honesty in thought and action, joined to some common prayer, is a lesson for life, an act of worship of singular value. In this way, you bring peace to your homes. In reflecting on Blessed Daswa's life, let us ask these questions. How do I relate to my spouse and to my children? And do we pray together as a family, and how often? Let us pray. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Lo, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Of Blessed Benedict Daswa. O Blessed Trinity, I believe that you dwell in me through my baptism. I love you, I adore you, and I worship you. I give you thanks for your Blessed Benedict, whom you chose to bear witness unto death for his faith in Jesus Christ, my Saviour and my Lord. Almighty Father, you filled the heart of Blessed Benedict with great love and zeal in building up your kingdom. You gave him the courage and the strength to stand up for his faith without fear, even the fear of death. Loving God, keep me free from all deeds of darkness, protect me from evil spirits and the powers of evil. Make me a true apostle of life in my family and in society. May your light, O Lord, shine upon me and through me. Lord Jesus, through the intercession of your Blessed Benedict, I ask that I may follow his example of always being ready to forgive in a Christian spirit. You know all about my many problems and worries, and my great fears when I look to the future. I draw strength and courage from the life of your Blessed Benedict. I come to you now, Lord, and through his intercession, I ask for this very special favor, if it is according to your will. Help me always to follow the good example of Blessed Benedict, by daily prayer and regular attendance at church. Help me to love you, O Lord, above all things, and to love others as you love me. Amen.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Turn A sorrowful passion.
eternal Father, I offer you the body in the blood,
soul and divinity.
Of the sorrowful passion. on us and on the whole world.
Welcome back. It's 22 minutes after 3 o'clock here on Soft Options, a show that's more than just a cherry on top. My name is Akane Malobola. So it's time for our fun quiz now, and it's going to be quite a bit more difficult than what we had before. Listen up clearly. Remember to call me on 011-452-7115. Here's your question for today. I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? 011-452-7115 is the number to dial. Remember to go visit our website if you want to know what's happening in and around the Catholic space. www.radioveritas.co.za. And a big thank you to all our friendly listeners who decided to come and pay us a visit today. Help us fill a couple of bottles, over 1,000 bottles to be exact. And we filled them up with water. We know that there is a bit of a drought in the country. We'll be taking the water down to one of the most drought-stricken places in the country at the moment. That is Senegal, out in the Free State, very soon this week. So the question is, again, give me a call on 011-452-7115. Here's your question. I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? Is it that difficult, eh? Remember also, what will be taking place on the 5th of March 2016 is the International Women's World Day of Prayer that will be hosted by Radio Veritas and the Friends of Radio Veritas. All you need to do if you want to find more information about that, go to our Facebook page, that is Radio Veritas South Africa. Alternatively, you can ask your parish secretary what is happening. If they don't have the information, please ask them to contact myself or Mme Mahadi Buthelezi. Her email address is mahadi@radioveritas.co.za. That is mahadi@radioveritas.co.za. I'm sure you've got the answer to this one. Give me a call. Okay, I'm told I need to give you a bit of a clue. Here's your clue. You find this, or you find me, in a construction site. I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? You can find me in a construction site. Or you can find me around gardeners. 011-452-7115. Another thing we are going to be involved with, I'm very excited, and just to see an idea, you may remember last week we spoke to Thabo Motseki, who is an artist, and his exhibition, along with Radio Veritas and Blessed Isidore Baganja Parish, will be starting on the 27th of February. So I hope you're going to be joining us. Let's see if we've got a genius on the line. Hi, you're live on the radio. Okay, well, we've just lost them. Give me a call, 011-452-7115, if you know the answer to this. I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? Let's see if we've got a genius on the line. Hi, you're live on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the radio.
Hi.
Can I please ask you to please switch off your radio for me?
Hello?
Hi, we're getting a bit of feedback. Yes, I needed your radio to be off. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
I'm Nolutando.
Nolutando, do you have the answer?
Yes, it's a forklift.
I'm sorry, hey, I'm afraid. You're close, but it's not a forklift, hey? Think a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Give me a call if you've got the answer. No, it is not a forklift. Unfortunately, it's not a forklift. Let's see if we can get a genius in the next minute or so, hey? I have two arms, but fingers none. I have two feet, but I cannot run. I carry well, but I have found I carry best with my feet off the ground. What am I? Let's see. Hi, you're live on the radio.
Sawona.
Sawona ma.
Kunjani.
Siapila unjani, auntie.
Siapile.
Yes, what's in barrel?
A wheelbarrow.
Ah, you see now. Ah. Are you spying on me when I prepare the show?
Excuse me?
Are you spying on me when I prepare the show?
I think so, yes. great minds think alike.
There we go. Thank you so much, Auntie Meryl. Are you good?
I'm good, thank you. Blessed.
Blessed by the best, hey?
Yes.
Indeed. What did you get up to this weekend?
Oh, nothing. Just going to church, helping, attending a memorial service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool stuff. Well, I'm glad you're still here. We're blessed to have you still here. And I've got one of your songs lined up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I want you to turn your radio up and I want you to get on your feet and start dancing. Is
I'm
that a deal?
I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now. Love you all.
Love you too, Auntie Meryl. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Auntie Meryl, our genius again. I mean, she's always just that person. Turn up your radio. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. It's Beyonce who is featured on Michelle Williams' song. It's Radio Veritas 576 AM. Thank you. It's Michelle Williams, When Jesus Say Yes, Nobody Can Say No. You're listening to Radio Veritas, 576 AM. The name is Akane Malobola. If you've just joined us, you've missed out on quite a bit today, but don't you fret, don't you worry. We're going to see if we can't still make the best of your time here on the station. This is Integrity Kids. I belong to a mighty God. Do you?
Today, the 25th of January, we remember the conversion of St. Paul. Paul's entire life can be explained in terms of one experience, his meeting with Jesus on the road to Damascus. In an instant, he saw that all the zeal of his dynamic personality was being wasted, like the strength of a boxer swinging wildly. Perhaps he had never seen Jesus, who was only a few years older. But he had acquired a zealot's hatred of all Jesus stood for as he began to harass the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment, as we hear in Acts chapter 8, verse 3b. Now he himself was entered, possessed, all his energy harnessed to one goal, being a slave of Christ in the ministry of reconciliation, an instrument to help others experience the one Savior. One sentence determined his theology. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. As we hear in Acts chapter 9, verse 5b. Jesus was mysteriously identified with people. The loving group of people Saul had been running down like criminals. Jesus, he saw, was the mysterious fulfillment of all he had been blindly pursuing. From then on, his only work was to present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor and struggle, in accord with the exercise of his power working within me. As we hear in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 28b to 29. For your gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. As we hear in his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5a. Paul's life became a tireless proclaiming and living out of the message of the cross. Christians die baptismally to sin and are buried with Christ. They are dead to all that is sinful and unredeemed in the world. They are made into a new creation, already sharing Christ's victory, and someday to rise from the dead like him. Through this risen Christ, the Father pours out the Spirit on them, making them completely new. So Paul's great message to the world was, you are saved entirely by God, not by anything you can do. Saving faith is the gift of total, free, personal, and loving commitment to Christ, a commitment that then bears fruit in more works than the law could ever contemplate. Paul is undoubtedly hard to understand. His style often reflects the rabbinical style of argument of his day, and often his thought skips on mountaintops while we plod below. But perhaps his problems are accentuated by the fact that so many beautiful jewels have become part of the everyday coin in our Christian language, as we hear in this passage from his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Lord, we pray to have Paul's zeal, passion, perseverance, and faith in serving you. Amen.
Hello, this is Father Richard Benson, a Vincentian father from the western province of the United States of America, and you are listening to Radio Veritas.
You'll be right there Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
They shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. They shine bright.
Reflect the sun, cut like precious diamonds, with colors by the millions. This is the only world we know, and for now this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Light shines bright, light shines bright. Lights in the city might be more than pretty, pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. He said you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Light shine bright, light shine bright.
Shine bright, light shine bright.
It's Tony Mack featuring Holland on this one, Light Shine Bright.
Music for the people, making music for the people.
It's a beautiful song, hey? great music. I think it's brilliant, a talent that we've got. I love to see the young people who are really just putting their all into making this walk with Jesus cool for some people. But also, you can still listen to it as an old adult person or an old person without offending anybody and still enjoy it. That is Holland and Toby Mack, Light Shine Bright. Are you that light that you and I are meant to be in life? Very, very important that we figure that out. Very, very important that you and I bring a smile onto the face of somebody else, just reminding them of how great God is in life as a whole. Coming up is a local one. It is Neville D's Smile on My Face. I hope that you like this one because it took a while for it to grow on me, but it got to a point where I was like, actually, this is a good song. It's Neville D's Smile on My Face.
Until you show me crazy love from up above. Give me reason to smile again. Restore my faith, and now I believe it. Yeah. When everyone walks out of me, you show me that you believe in me. I don't know what I've done to deserve this love that you give me. You put a smile on my face. I can't smile again. On the cross you died to rescue me, redeemed my life and you set me free. Now I'm free to be the man that you want me to be. When everyone rejected me, you gave me love, hope, praise and accepted me. I don't know what I've done to deserve that love that you've given me. You put a smile on my face. The oldest,
that's the way.
Now I can see my
brand new day.
I'm not looking back, oh, no more. No more
living in my past.
It is time you
realize
you can wipe the tears
from your eyes.
You are born again to win. So put that smile on your face.
Neville D, Smile on My Face. Does God put a smile on your face? He definitely does on mine. A big shout out to Mrs. Moore. I have seen your message. Unfortunately, it came through a bit late, but don't you worry. I've taken down your number, Mrs. Moore, and I will be giving you a call and we can chat about it and see what we can do. Okay, so don't you worry, don't you fret. Thank you so much for spending this afternoon with myself, Akane Malobola Waka Hobzani. Tomorrow is another day. I will be seeing you tomorrow, apparently. So same time, same place. Until then, God willing, have yourself a great afternoon and a great evening. I leave you with New Horizon Choir, Shout to the Lord.
Never cease to